Elissa Walker Campbell to deliver sports the way you want it. Big names, bold interviews, beyond the X's and O's. Think big. The Big E Sports Show.
And we are back this weekend on the Big E Sports Show as we gear up and get you ready for Super Bowl 47. We've got so many storylines that we want to cover for the big, big game on Sunday. Some folks saying, you know, the 49ers are going to end the Ravens' impressive run. But I say, not so fast. This is truly, it's a marquee matchup. You've got San Francisco, Baltimore, smash mouth, old school type of football. I'm anticipating this to be a very close game. One of the great minds in all of radio, we want to welcome back from Fox Sports Radio New Mexico. And I always, when I introduce Steve Bortstein, I say 1340 AM, but he is big league now. You guys have also moved on the dial to FM 93.9. My goodness, you are a big boy. You're going to have to start wearing Spanx as you guys continue to expand and grow, Steve-O.
They're going to have to increase the door size for my massive ego to fit through the door now.
I'm sure they are. Well, listen, there's so many things that I want to talk about in this particular matchup, but I have to ask you, you know, you love football, you love the NFL. What do you enjoy the most about the Super Bowl when it rolls around?
When it's the day of the game, because all the hype leading up to it, you know, there's so many different storylines that try and distract you from the game itself. And of course, you know, right after the NFC Championship game was over, it was, oh wow, there's two brothers coaching against each other, like we didn't know that already. And then of course you have that one week where there's nothing going on, so you have the myriad storylines that had nothing to do with the National Football League at all. So then you have this week, and of course you have Media Day, where the Ray Lewis story comes up at the wrong time, and you have the Randy Moss thing, where he's comparing himself to the greatest wide receiver of all time. So there's 97 things that distract you from the actual game itself. So the best part of these 2 weeks is the actual day of the game when they actually kick it off and just get it done on the field.
Steve, you highlight Ray Lewis, the Harbaugh brothers, but I think what's really compelling to me is how the Ravens had made this improbable run to the Super Bowl, this late season revival. What do you think the key has been for them to make such a significant turnaround and be at the big game?
Honestly, I think what really happened was the firing of Cam Cameron, who at that time was considered an untouchable. I mean, here was a guy with a great track record, Alyssa, and you know he gets fired by the Raven organization. They bring in Jim Caldwell, and from the even after that first game, which ironically enough was against Denver, and they got beat up in Baltimore by Denver. But after that game, this team completely turned its game around. They got guys back off the DL. They brought back Terrell Suggs. They brought back Ed Dixon on the offensive side. They brought back Dennis Pitta. And it changed this team around. And Jim Caldwell, who was the former head coach of Indianapolis to last season, has done such a remarkable job. And they really turned around Joe Flacco, who in the playoffs has 8 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's been able to exploit what was considered to be kind of an underrated receiving core with Anquan Boldin and Torrey Smith. And now you've got Jacoby Jones, who was phenomenal in that game against the Broncos. Dennis Pitta and Ed Dixon, the tight ends, and Ray Rice has improved now. He's got the fullback Vonte Leach. They have the other running back there who's done very well. So this offense turned around once Jim Caldwell took the reins of it over, and I think that's been the real reason for the turnaround in Baltimore.
He has been such a big difference maker and revitalized the Ravens as the offensive coordinator. And, you know, you just talked about what in 2009 he was the head coach for the Colts. They reached the Super Bowl, so that he knows what success and what it takes to get to the big game, but also just how he has really connected with Flacco and just unleashed him and opened up that passing game.
And this is a passing game that I'd always been critical of Flacco, and I think he is one of the better quarterbacks in the league, but I'd always been critical of his play calling, especially in deep situations. He always struggled. Early in the year, he seemed to struggle a lot in throwing deep corner routes. But now what they've done is they've exposed the middle of the field with a tight end. This has been the big difference, and I think this is going to be a big difference for both San Francisco and Baltimore in this game on Sunday, is which team can exploit the middle of the field better. Will it be San Francisco with Vernon Davis, or will it be Baltimore with their tight end combination of Pitta and Dixon. I think that's going to be the key difference to this game. If you can get these San Francisco safeties to commit to the middle of the field, that then opens up the corner route passing game where Flacco had struggled in the past and not being able to get to these guys. If he can get these cornerbacks and these safeties to commit to the middle of the field, now you open up the deep routes. Now you open up Jacoby Jones. You open up Anquan Boldin. I think it sets up for a shootout between Joe Flacco and the obviously impressive second-year quarterback Colin Kaepernick of San Francisco.
You are listening to the voice of Steve Bortstein, of course, with Fox Sports New Mexico. You can listen to him on the dial at 1340 AM, also at 93.9. And, of course, we were just talking about the rise of Joe Flacco, has thrown 8 touchdowns, zero interceptions in 3 games, and of course, you know, beat Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. That's just been an amazing storyline. And also, you were just highlighting too, Ray Lewis, one of the greatest linebackers of all time. He's going to finish his career on the biggest stage, but it also comes with a little bit of controversy. Fill us in, Steve.
A little bit of controversy. 2 years ago, a story was published that Ray Lewis, while nursing another injury, not the current one that he was laid off for the latter part of the 2012 season, while nursing another injury back in 2010, had taken a substance known as deer antler spray. Now, it's an actual supplement that does come from the actual antlers of deer. So it's not, that is a commonly known product that people use to heal injuries and what have you. But it contains a product, it contains a supplement that is currently banned by the National Football League, though they don't test for it. So, very technically, Ray Lewis is correct in the sense that he's never tested positive for this particular supplement because they don't test for this particular supplement. However, it is considered banned by the National Football League. So, it's an interesting story. I think it's much ado about nothing. I think it was an attempt to kind of, again, get some sensationalism in the media, get a story out there. And unfortunately, distractions like that, any kind of distraction, especially for a team considered by many to be an underdog, it really does hurt a team. You go back to the Barrett Robbins story at Oakland before their Super Bowl against Tampa Bay. You go back to the Eugene Robinson story at Atlanta, soliciting a prostitute the night before the Super Bowl against Denver. Distractions like that kill teams before Super Bowls, and you can't have stuff like that before Super Bowl. So hopefully, in the 72 hours since, that story first broke on Tuesday, hopefully the 72 hours going Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday going into this weekend, hopefully that story will have died down and will not be a distraction going into Sunday.
Are you a big fan of Ray Lewis?
As a football player, yes. As a person, no. I don't buy the holier-than-thou routine. I don't believe that he's completely innocent or, had nothing to do with the incident that happened in Atlanta. So as far as that's concerned, no. Do I think he's the greatest linebacker of all time? No. I don't even think he belongs in the conversation. I think Lawrence Taylor, Harry Carson, Dick Butkus, Brian Urlacher, there are guys who are way ahead of him, and he thinks he's the greatest linebacker of all time. That's great. He's allowed to think that. He should think that. He's very good, so he should think that. Anyone who takes pride in their job should think that they're the best at that job. But the reality is he's not part of that conversation.
And, of course, Randy Moss making a very bold proclamation and statement saying that he is the best at his position, right?
And again, I say the same thing, but he's involved in the conversation. As far as I'm concerned with Randy Moss, what Randy Moss did was he revolutionized and changed the way defensive coordinators strategized for multiple deep threat wide receivers. Don't forget, It wasn't so much Randy Moss that made the Minnesota Vikings teams of the late 80s great. It was the combination of Moss and Chris Carter, who was already at the height of his career when Moss got to Minnesota. It was that great offense with Randall Cunningham out there. It was that offense that, before the greatest show on turf in St. Louis, it was that offense that was considered one of the greatest offenses in the history of the National Football League. And Randy Moss does belong in that conversation. But I go back to old school guys that aren't getting any recognition at all. I go back to the days of Lance Allworth. I'll go back to the days of Paul Warfield. I'll go back to the days of Fred Biletnikoff and Lynn Swann. I think those guys have a much greater claim to be the greatest of all time. And then, of course, there's the really greatest of all time, Jerry Rice, who does have that conversation.
Well, and Jerry Rice, that's a great segue, the Hall of Fame receiver. I mean, he's been very vocal about that and adamantly disagrees with Randy Moss.
Randy Moss, he has a right to be in that part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. But the problem with Randy Moss is we talked about this with Ray Lewis, it's the same thing. You can't have that conversation without bringing up the mishap season in Tennessee when he refused to play. You can't have that conversation without bringing up some of his personal antics You can't have that conversation without him, without bringing up, and even with Jerry Rice, he's got the bad season in Oakland. He's got the season, the half a season he spent up in Seattle, you know, when his career was clearly over by that point. But you can't bring up these guys without bringing up some of their negative antics. And unfortunately, when we're talking about Terrell Owens, we're talking about Jerry Rice, we're talking about Randy Moss, all their negative antics do have something to do with that.
Okay, Steve Bornstein is with us this weekend on the Big E Sports Show. Only a few more minutes with him. Does a great job on Fox Sports Radio New Mexico, 1340 AM, and then also 93.9. You can also listen to you guys online, too, correct?
Correct. On via the iHeartRadio platform, you can check us out by going to our website at foxsports1340.com. Upper right, upper left-hand corner of the page, you'll find the Listen Live button. That'll take you right to our live stream. You can get our station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I'm on the air weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern. And I'm on the air also on weekends with a horse racing show called The Fast Track. That airs from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Eastern time.
One of the hardest working guys in all of radio. And Steve, as you certainly know, no brothers have ever faced off as head coaches in the Super Bowl. Weigh in on the Harbaugh brothers.
Two extremely intricate minds, and I was very critical of Jim Harbaugh in his handling of the Colin Kaepernick, Alex Smith situation. Smith, of course, went down earlier in the season with a concussion when he was cleared to come back. Kaepernick had already started a game, then he was made the starting quarterback by Jim Harbaugh. I thought Jim Harbaugh handled that situation badly. Not saying that Colin Kaepernick didn't get the job done, but I just thought the situation was handled poorly from the Alex Smith perspective of the guy did nothing wrong. And I didn't think he should have lost his job as a result. But results are results, and Colin Kaepernick has led the Niners to where they are right now. And it's kind of interesting. I think we're seeing a change in how coaches handle the game now. We're seeing coaches making moves that normally would be considered disastrous moves. You have the Jim Harbaugh, the way he handled the Colin Kaepernick situation. And, of course, we talked about John Harbaugh and the way he handled the Cam Cameron firing and bringing up Jim Caldwell into that offensive coordinator position. Normally, when coaches make those kind of moves, those signal disaster in past years. These guys rolled the dice and got the job done. And it may, you know, it's hard to compare them to the Chuck Knowles and the Tom Landrys of the world. But one of them is going to be just like them in having a Super Bowl trophy in their trophy case by the end of this weekend.
My final question for you is, what's the forecast? Who do you think comes out on top?
I like San Francisco a lot 10 days ago.
Okay.
When the AFC NFC Championship games had ended, I thought San Francisco won in a blowout. Now I'm not so sure it's a blowout. I like San Francisco in a high-scoring game. I think both these offenses are going to light it up. I think Colin Kaepernick is your MVP, and I think San Francisco wins by a final score of 34-31 in a thriller.
Okay. Well, enjoy the game, and I assume you're going to enjoy those commercials too.
I'm looking forward especially to the commercial with Kate Upton. That's my girl. So, yeah, we'll be talking after the commercial airs, I'm sure.
Okay, Steve. Well, we'll catch up with you again real soon. Of course, you can listen to Steve Bornstein, Fox Sports Radio. And, Steve, one more time, where the website is.
Foxsports1340.com. And, of course, the show airs 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on weekdays. And, of course, the horse racing show airs 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on weekends.
Great job, Steve. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you very much.
You bet. We're going to step aside. Much more straight ahead with our Super Bowl coverage and Jason Peter. Stay close.